Jane's Addiction. Sounds like a problem. It's not. It's a band and a hugely successful one, or it was about 15 years ago when it was last in business producing huge hits in the early 90s. Now, 13 years later, Jane's Addiction is releasing its first album in a long time. Christian Bortle, our independent music critic, is with us. Christian, tell us about Jane's Addiction.
Jane's Addiction have released a record after 13 years. It's called Strays. The last record that they released was a double platinum huge success called Ritual de lo Habitual. And you may remember the big single off that, which was called Been Caught Stealing.
That was a big song?
That was a huge song. It was a big MTV hit. And the thing that Jane's Addiction really is known for, I think, is for being one of the bands that started the alternative music revolution. They were one of the first bands to fuse glam rock kind of elements with the ferocity of punk.
Why are they called Jane's Addiction, and why did they break up, and why are they back together?
A lady named Jane actually hooked the three original band members up. Rumor has it that she was involved romantically with one or all of them at one time or another.
And the reason for their splintering?
It's never been clear to me why they broke up. They broke up really at a time when they were just ascending. They had had this huge record, and they decided to do one last tour in the summer of 91, and Perry Farrell turned that into the Lollapalooza Festival. And really, not only musically, therefore, did they have a strong influence on the alternative lifestyle, but they created this festival with, tattoo booths, and, you know, the culture of alternative really started out of that festival.
This is why both of my daughters now have tattoos, because
exactly.
Of this band? Okay.
Perry Farrell.
All right, let's listen to something from the new album.
Sure. My favorite track on this album is a song called The Riches. I think it's a good melody. It's got a little bit more air in the arrangement than some of the other really head-banging, straightforward rock songs.
Riches by Jane's Addiction. Christian, are they touring this summer?
They are touring this summer, and that's about as much as I know about that.
Okay, good. Christian Bortle, music critic. Thank you.
You're welcome.